Good evening. So, I was in the mood to read some more Poe. So I thought I would do that and, you know, make it a little fun. So I'm not as familiar with Poe's other poems as I was with The Raven. And so I'm just going to be making my way through the poems in this book that I have, Greek Tales and Poems of Edgar Allan Poe. And these are 34 narrative and lyric poems, so we've already read one. And there's 33 left to go, because math. And so I'm just going to start and see how many we make it through before I have to give in to the pleasure. All right. The first one is called Lenore. Oh, I'm knocking things over. Ah, broken is the golden bowl, the spirit flown forever. Let the bell toll. A saintly soul floats on the Stygian river. And, Guy de Vere, hast thou no tear? Weep now, or nevermore. See on yon drear and rigid bier, low lies thy love, Lenore. Come, let the burial rite be read, the funeral song be sung, an anthem for the queenliest dead that ever died so young, a dirge for her, the doubly dead, in that she died so young. Wretches, ye loved her for her wealth, and hated her for her pride, and when she fell in feeble health, ye blessed her that she died. How shall the ritual then be read, the requiem how be sung? By you, by yours, the evil eye, by yours, the slanderous tongue, that did to death the innocence that died, and died so young. Pecavimus, but rave not thus, and let a Sabbath song go up to God so solemnly the dead may feel no wrong. The sweet Lenore hath gone before with hope that flew beside, leaving thee wild for the dear child that should have been thy bride. For her, the fair and debonair that now so lowly lies, the life upon her yellow hair, but not within her eyes. The life still there upon her hair, the death upon her eyes. Oof. Avant, tonight my heart is light, no dirge will I appraise, but waft the angel on her flight with a paean of old days. Let no bell toll, lest her sweet soul amid its hallowed mirth should catch the note as it doth float up from the damned earth to friend above from fiends below. The indignant ghost is riven from hell unto a high estate far up within the heaven, from grief and groan to a golden throne beside the King of Heaven. Whew. And next is called To Helen. I saw these once only, years ago. I must not say how many, but not many. It was a July midnight, and from out a full-orbed moon that, like thine own soul, soaring, sought a precipitate pathway up through heaven. There fell a silvery silken veil of light with quietude and sultriness and slumber upon the upturned faces of a thousand roses that grew in an enchanted garden where no wind dared to stir unless on tiptoe. Fell on the upturned faces of these roses that gave out in return for the love light their odorous souls in an ecstatic death. Fell on the upturned faces of these roses that smiled and died in this parterre enchanted by thee and by the poetry of thy presence. I guess he had a thing for Helen. Clad all in white upon a violet bank, I saw thee half reclining, while the moon fell on the upturned faces of the roses, and on thine own upturned, alas, in sorrow. Was it not fate that, on this July midnight, was it not fate, whose name is also sorrow, that bade me pause before thy garden gate to breathe the incense of those slumbering roses. No footsteps stirred. The hated world all slept, save only thee and me. Oh, heaven, oh, God, how my heart beats in coupling those two words. Save only thee and me. I paused. I looked, and in an instant all things disappeared. Ah, bear in mind, this garden was enchanted. The pearly luster of the moon went out. The mossy banks and the meandering paths, the happy flowers and the repining trees, were seen no more. The very roses' odors died in the arms of the adoring airs. All expired save thee, save less than thou, save only the divine light in thine eyes, save but the soul in thine uplifted eyes. I saw but them, they were the world to me. I saw but them, saw only them for hours, saw only them until the moon went down. What wild heart histories seemed to lie unwritten upon those crystalline celestial spheres. How dark a woe, yet how sublime a hope, how silently serene a sea of pride. How daring an ambition, yet how deep, how fathomless a capacity for love. But now at length dear Diane sank from sight into a western couch of thundercloud. And thou, a ghost, amid the entombing trees, didst glide away. Only thine eyes remained. They would not go. They never yet have gone, lighting my lonely pathway home that night. They have not left me, as my hopes have since. They follow me. They lead me through the years. They are my ministers, yet I their slave. Their office is to illuminate and kindle. My duty, to be saved by their bright light, and purified in their electric fire, and sanctified in their Elysian fire. They fill my soul with beauty, which is hope, and are far up in heaven, the stars I kneel to in the sad silent watches of my night, while even in the meridian glare of day, I see them still, two sweetly scintillant Venuses, unextinguished by the sun. Well, that was very beautiful. The next one is called Ulalume. And I'm going to turn on the clit sucker and see how long I make it. Actually, we're going to use the vibrator part first. This thing's freaking loud. Ooh, Lalume. The skies, they were ashen and sober. The leaves, they were crisped and sere. The leaves, they were withering and sere. It was night in the lonesome October of my most immemorial year. It was hard by the dim lake of Auber, in the misty mid-region of Weir. It was down by the dank turn of Auber, in the ghoul-haunted woodland of Weir. Page turn. Oh, this is a long one. Oh, shit. Oh. Here once through an alley titanic of Cyprus I roamed with my soul, of Cyprus with Psyche my soul. These were days when my heart was volcanic, as the Sauriac rivers that roll, as the lavas that relentlessly roll. Their sulfurous currents down Yannick, in the ultimate climes of the pole, that groan as they roll down Mount Yannick in the realms of the boreal pole. Our talk had been serious and sober, but our thoughts, they were palsied and sere. Our memories were treacherous and sere, for we know not the month was October, and we marked not the night of the year. Ah, night of all nights in the year. We noted not the dim lake of Auber, though once we had journeyed down here, remembered not the dank tarn of Auber, nor the ghoul-haunted woodland of Weir. And now, as the night was senescent, and star dials pointed to morn, as the star dials hinted of morn, at the end of our path, a liquescent, a nebulous luster was born, out of which a miraculous crescent arose with a duplicate horn, Astarte's bediamond crescent, distinct with its duplicate horn. And I said, she is warmer than Dian. She rolls through an ether of sighs. She revels in a region of sighs. She has seen that the tears are not dry on these cheeks where the worm never dies. And has come past the stars of the lion to point us the path to the skies, to the Lithian peace of the skies. Come up, in despite of the lion, to shine on us with her bright eyes. come up through the lair of the lion with love in her luminous eyes. But Psyche, uplifting her finger, said sadly, "This star I mistrust, her pallor I strangely mistrust. Oh, hasten, oh, let us not linger. Oh, fly, let us fly, for we must." In terror she spoke, letting sink her wings until they trailed in the dust. In agony sobbed, letting sink her plumes till they trailed in the dust, till they sorrowfully trailed in the dust. I replied, "This is nothing but dreaming. Let us on by this tremendous light. Let us bathe in this crystalline light. Its sibilant splendor is beaming with hope and beauty tonight. Seal, it flickers. See, it flickers up the sky through the night. Ah, we safely may trust to its gleaming, and be sure it will lead us aright. We safely may trust to a gleaming that cannot but guide us aright, since it flickers up to heaven through the night." Oh. Thus I pacified Psyche and kissed her, and tempted her out of her gloom, and conquered her scruples and gloom, and we passed to the end of the vists, but were stopped by the door of a tomb, by the door of a legended tomb. And I said, "What is written, sweet sister, on the door of this legended tomb?" She replied, "Ulalume, Ulalume, 'tis the vault of thy lost Ulalume." Then I bet it's Ulalume because that rhymes with tomb. Oops. Then my heart, it grew ashen and sober as the leaves that were crisp and sere, as the leaves that were withering and sere. And I cried, "It was surely October, on this very night of last year, that I journeyed down here, that I brought a dread burden down here, on this night of all nights of the year. Ah, what demon has tempted me here? Well, I know now, this dim lake of Auber, this misty mid-region of Weir, well, I know now, this dank tarn of Auber, this ghost ghoul-haunted woodland of Weir." Ooh. All right, and now we'll turn on the clitsucker and see what we get here. This next one is called The Bells. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Hear the sledges with the bells, silver bells. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air of night, while the stars that oversprinkle all the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystalline delight, keeping time, time, time in a sort of runic rhyme to the tintinnabulation that so musically wells from the bells, 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 bells. Bells, 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 from the jingling and the tinkling of the bells. Oh, hear the mellow wedding bells, the golden bells. What a world of happiness their harmony foretells through the balmy air of night, how they ring out their delight from the molten golden notes, and all in tune, what a liquid ditty floats to the turtle dove that listens while she gloats on the moon. Oh, from out the sounding cells, what a gush of euphony voluminously wells. How it swells, how it dwells on the future, how it tells of the rapture that impels to the swinging and the ring of the bells, 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 of the bells, 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 to the rhyming and the chiming of the bells. Hear the loud alarm bells, brazen bells. What a tale of terror now their turbulency tells in the startled ear of night. And how they scream out their affright, too much horrified to speak. They can only shriek, shriek, out of tune, in a clamorous appealing to the mercy of the fire, in a mad expostulation with the deaf and frantic fire, leaping higher, 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 with the desperate desire and a resolute endeavor. Now to sit or never, by the side of the pale-faced moon. Oh, the bells, bells, bells. What a tale their terror tells of despair, how they clang and clash and roar. What a horror they outpour on the bosom of the palpitating air. Yet the ear it fully knows, by the twanging and the clanging, how the danger ebbs and flows. Yet the ear distinctly tells, in the jangling and the wrangling, how the danger sinks and swells. By the sinking, oh, the swelling and the anger of the bells, of the bells, of the bells, 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 in the clamor and the clangor of the bells. Hear the tolling of the bells, iron bells. What a world of solemn thought their melody compels. In the silence of the night, how we shiver with affright at the melancholy menace of their tone. For every sound that floats from the rust within their throats is a groan. And the people, ah, the people, that they dwell up in the steeple all alone. And who is tolling, tolling, tolling in that muffled monotone? Oh, feel a glory in so rolling on the human heart of stone. They are neither man nor woman. Oh, they are neither brute nor human. They are ghouls. And their king it is who tolls, and he rolls, 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 rolls a pæan from the bells, and his merry bosom swells with the pæan of the bells, and he dances and he yells, keeping time, 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 in a sort of runic rhyme, to the pæan of the bells, keeping time, 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 in a sort of runic rhyme, to the throbbing of the bells, 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 to the sobbing of the bells, keeping time, time, time. Oh, God. As he knells, 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 in a happy runic rhyme, to the rolling of the bells, 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 to the tolling of the bells, 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 bells. To the moaning and the groaning of the bells. Oh, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, 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 yes, yes, yes. Oh shit. Oh, oh, ooh, ooh, huh? Oh fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, 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 oh, fuck, yes, oh, my God, yes, 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 oh, 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 fuck, no. Okay. So, that last one had a lot of bells in it. All right. Thanks for listening.